Thank you, Chair. On the pulse, it's not technically under ours, but duly noted. We'll make the appropriate change, Adnan, on that. In terms of the papers, the three papers that you referred to, obviously what happens in those circumstances is that we prepare an initial draft paper for the workshops, which we did in this case. And then those are discussed at the workshops with feedback from participants. And then we take into account the comments and questions that were raised in the workshops to try and improve the quality of the papers that are produced, again, which is what we did. So the final version of the papers were finished in early November, and they were available just prior to the COP. We actually had a small launch at the COP itself. So the people who were actually negotiating on financing issues were very familiar with the papers from late August, when we had the first conference in the Dominican Republic, reinforced with the second workshop that we held here in Geneva at the end of September. So I think you should ask the people who actually follow climate financing issues about whether they found the papers useful. The feedback that we got from the experts who deal with these issues is that the papers were extremely useful for them in the context of the negotiations on these issues in Dubai. So we have very strong feedback in the member states who are actually on the front line of climate negotiations. And I can't take seriously the idea that climate is not a Geneva issue. Anybody who follows the climate issues now knows that climate is a development problem, and it has to be looked at as a development problem. And for UNCTAD, as the principal development agency in the United Nations system, it's impossible for us to look at development without considering the development dimension. And it's become increasingly obvious that climate negotiators can no longer discuss what they discuss in the context of the COP process without bringing in the issues that UNCTAD has been talking about for 60 years. So financing issue is an UNCTAD issue. And developing countries in particular, developing country negotiators, want UNCTAD to support them in understanding the challenges that they face. To give you a simple example, special drawing rights has become a central question for climate negotiators because it's a potential source of financing the investments that developing countries need to meet their mitigation and adaptation commitments and goals. And most climate negotiators actually are very unfamiliar with the financing world, and in particular mechanisms like special drawing rights. So they are extremely grateful for UNCTAD to be able to bring our knowledge, and UNCTAD, as you know, has been working on special drawing rights since they were first designed in the late 1960s, indeed is responsible for special drawing rights being available to developing countries as a source of finance. And that goes across the board. You cannot talk about the climate issue, as was clear in the COP in Sharm el-Sheikh, without bringing in the debt challenge, because the two are intimately connected. UNCTAD is the focal point for debt in the United Nations system, and therefore it is the connection between climate and debt is clearly something that we cannot avoid analyzing and understanding if we're going to be of use to developing countries in meeting the development goals and the Paris Agreement. And I can repeat that endlessly across the mandates of the organization. So the idea that these papers were somehow not relevant either to the Geneva constituency or the COP constituency, I just don't think is a helpful way of thinking about the challenges that we collectively face and there's and given the cascading crises that we now have to deal with on a regular basis. So they are intimately connected to the program that we our work program, at least in GDS, and the feedback I get from climate negotiators is that it's a very helpful part of what we do for them is very helpful in terms of understanding the challenges that they're currently facing.